Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
Glory to God. Somebody say it's Independence Day. When you were born again, you declared independence from the devil and his kingdom. Praise God. No more are connected to the kingdom of darkness. We've been set free. Through Jesus Christ, we've got our independence. We were in bondage, we were bound, but now we have our independence. Glory be to God. Break out the fireworks. That's the signs and the wonders that God has made us to be. He has made us a sign and a wonder in this world. And so we need to declare and remind ourselves and let other people know, hey, have you received your independence? A lot of folks, you say, you know, it'd be a good time to say it right now. You know, they'll think, oh, yeah. Well, I'm talking about your spiritual independence. Huh? Yeah, your independence from Satan. Your independence from the kingdom of darkness. Have you received it yet? Jesus has come, and he has set us free. See, we need to be like Paul Revere. Jesus has come. Jesus has come. Going throughout all the land, letting people know Jesus has come. The devil's been defeated. The devil's been disarmed. Right? We gotta declare it. We gotta be bold about it. Gotta share the good news with others. Let people know that you have received your independence. And now you belong to the kingdom of God. That doesn't mean you don't belong to something. You belong to the kingdom of God. You're a part of the United Saints of Heaven. Right? You are a part of something. The United Saints. Praise God. We are a holy nation. One nation under God. That's who we are. So, you know, we need to remind ourselves and we need to be declaring. That is good news. That's exciting. And so we need to share that excitement with others. You know, the more you share your excitement, the more it grows. The less you share it, the more it diminishes. You've got to open up. You've got to share your excitement. You've got to let people know the good news of your independence from Satan, from his kingdom. And that's something to declare. You've got to declare your independence or declare your liberty, your freedom. Because again, the more you declare your liberty, the more you grow in it. The more you'll experience. A lot of folks aren't experiencing much of this incredible liberty that they've been given. They've been so liberated. But they're not experiencing much of it because you don't hear much of it coming from their mouth. And everything starts with our words. Right? That's how God created the world. That's how he created everything. It all started with his words. He spoke. And he says to us, you have not because you ask not. And he said, when you pray, say. And life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we have to open our mouth, not take this liberty for granted, but we need to be declaring it. And if we don't declare it, we're in danger of getting just the opposite. If we're not declaring our liberty, we're in danger of being oppressed, of being brought back into bondage. We see that over in the book of Jeremiah. Why don't you go with me there this morning? Jeremiah chapter 34. And in verse 8. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after King Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people who were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty to them. So Zedekiah, he was not a good king. In fact, he was the last king of Israel before the Babylonians came in and destroyed Jerusalem. They burned the walls down, took many of the people off captive, the rest of them they killed. And Zedekiah was the king at the time. Jeremiah was constantly trying to influence him to follow the Lord, do things the Lord's way, and it'll go well with them. Even with the king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, even though he's going to come in and take the city, because there's no way of stopping that now, if you'll follow the Lord's instruction, you will not be oppressed, but you will still be honored, and it'll go well with you. And you'll go to your grave being honored, and there'll be a ceremony kept for you like all the great kings in Israel. And so these are the things Jeremiah is telling him. But Zedekiah feared people. He feared man. He feared for his life. And he never got over into faith. And so here this word of the Lord comes to Jeremiah after Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people who were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty to them. Let's skip down here now to verse 15. He said, then you recently, remember now this is after you made a covenant with the people to declare liberty to them. He says, then you recently turned and did what was right in my sight, every man proclaiming liberty to his neighbor, and you made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. Then you turned around and profaned my name. And every one of you brought back his male and female slaves, whom he had set at liberty, at their pleasure, and brought them back into subjection to be your male and female slaves. Therefore, thus says the Lord, you have not obeyed me in proclaiming liberty. Think about that. You have not obeyed me in proclaiming, preaching, declaring liberty. You know, the word of God is all about liberty. And it's God's word that we're to be preaching. I'm preaching the word of God to you, and it is not a word of bondage. It is a word of liberty. It is a word of freedom. And so as we get in God's word for ourselves and feed on the word of God, what's going to happen? If it's a word of liberty, what's going to happen to us? We're going to find ourselves coming into more and more freedom, more and more liberty, experiencing more liberty in our life. Liberty in your soul, liberty in your emotions, liberty, freedom from all fear, liberty from all anxiety. Come on, liberty from sickness, liberty from disease. It's God's will for everybody to be healed, everybody to walk in divine health. That's liberty. Come on, you can't call sickness liberty. You can't look at somebody that's physically sick as somebody that's experiencing the fullness of God's liberty. When you look at that sickness, you see oppression, because that's what the Bible calls it. But God proclaims liberty to the sick. He proclaims liberty. How about financially? How about financial freedom? Huh? Is God interested in that? Yes, he is. Jesus became poor that you might be made rich. He's interested in your financial liberty. And we need to hear it. We need it to be declared to us, and we need to declare it ourselves. Every single one of us in this place are preachers of the Word of God. Now, not everybody is to get behind a pulpit and preach as a fivefold gift to the body of Christ. But everybody is to be one who declares. I'm talking about the children of God. We're all to be declaring the word of God and thus proclaiming liberty. Proclaiming liberty. So he says, you have not obeyed me in proclaiming liberty, everyone to his brother and everyone to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim liberty to you, says the Lord, to the sword, to pestilence, and to famine. And I will deliver you to trouble among all the kingdoms of the earth. If you don't proclaim your liberty, you're in danger of getting something else. You're in danger of inheriting trouble. You're in danger of inheriting all kinds of oppression. You've got to declare your liberty. I said, you've got to declare it. And that's obeying God. God has commissioned us to proclaim it. And of course, first it starts with yourself. You got to be good at preaching to yourself. You need to know how to preach yourself happy. You need to know how to preach yourself right out of darkness. Preach yourself right out of deception. Preach yourself right out of any kind of oppression that the devil's trying to put on you. You got to open your mouth. I said, you got to open your mouth and you got to speak the life that you know that you have. Because if you don't speak it, you will not experience it, and you'll actually experience something else. You'll experience the exact opposite. That's what he's saying here. You don't preach, you don't declare liberty, then it's going to allow the enemy to come in and oppress you. Declaring liberty keeps the devil off you. Keeps the devil off your stuff, keeps the devil out of your life. I went somewhere yesterday and the insects were terrible. It was like they were swarming. They were just attacking. They were ferocious. I mean, I'm standing there, you know, me and my son were standing there, and I mean, we went into this grassy area, and I mean, they were swarming. They were all over our neck and everything. They're very aggressive. They were like, you know, they weren't just like passive. They weren't like spying out the land, buzzing around you. They just jumped on us. They were just jumping on you. Very aggressive. That's how the devil is. If you're not declaring liberty, he's going to get all over everything. But don't worry about it. Just start declaring liberty. Just start declaring what Jesus has done for you. And it's like shooting bug spray. And it causes insects, spiritual insects, to run. They can't stand the fragrance of Christ. They just can't stand that smell. That smell drives them crazy. You got to spray yourself with the smell of heaven. How do you spray yourself with the smell of heaven? Speak the word. Speak the truth. Don't just declare your circumstances. If you do that, you're going to get more of it. The devil's going to, he's going to double up. I said he's going to double up. Don't declare the problem. Declare your answer. Declare, no, glory to God, I've been set free. Jesus set me free. Hallelujah. I'm part of the kingdom of God now. I've been united to the Spirit of God. Well, what kind of spirit is he? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. What kind of spirit is the Spirit of God? This is who he is. In verse 17, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. So if there's something there, wherever there is for you, if there's something there where you are that isn't liberty, you got to ask where the Spirit of the Lord is. Where's the Spirit of the Lord? And don't just assume the Spirit of the Lord is going to be there. You got to invite the Spirit of the Lord to wherever you are. I mean, just because you had the Spirit of the Lord at church doesn't mean you're going to have him in the car. Somebody says, oh, the Spirit of the Lord is everywhere. Oh, yeah, God is everywhere, but he's not manifested everywhere. He's not showing up, showing off everywhere. The devil's showing up and showing off in a lot of places, in a lot of people's cars, in a lot of people's homes, in a lot of people's minds, in a lot of people's bodies. No, you got to invite him. I said, you got to invite him. And when you move from one place to the next, make sure you invite him with you. You got to say, come on. Come with me, Holy Spirit. How do you do that? Acknowledge him everywhere you go. Everything you do, include him in on it. Because the moment you stop including God in on what you're doing, he ceases to manifest there. And if he's not manifesting there, liberty's not there. And if liberty's not there, then you're in danger of something else coming in there. And this really is very easy. I mean, to keep yourself in a place of liberty, to keep yourself in a place of freedom, to keep yourself experiencing independence from the devil and all the powers of darkness, all you got to do is acknowledge God in all your ways. All you got to do is acknowledge what he's done for you and what he's doing and what he's working out on your behalf. I mean, it don't matter what happens. It seems like something goes wrong. Praise God, declare liberty. I was just telling somebody that yesterday. You know, you bang yourself. You hit your knee. What's the first thing you do? Oh, why did that happen? Oh, I hope it's not broken. Oh, it's going to be a nasty bruise. Oh, is that how you talk? What happens if you bang your knee, bang your elbow? What do you do? Oh, thank you, Jesus, you healed me. Oh, you healed me. You took my pain. You took my pain. Thank you, Lord, you delivered me from that pain. It's amazing how fast it subsides when you are fast at acknowledging him in your situation. He has already healed you. I remember years back when I was still living out in Oklahoma. And there was this guy, his name was Dan. And I had led him to the Lord and was discipling him, bringing him up. And he come from a real abused background. And anyway, he was a real skinny, kind of a fragile individual, you know, physically, just fragile. Anyway, he was over the house. I was sitting there at my desk, and I was studying the Word and things and sharing some things with him about God and ministering to him. And somebody knocked at the door. And when they knocked at the door, Dan jumped up just really spontaneously and just said, "I'll get it." And he ran. And as he ran, I knew it was coming because there's this little corner end table right there by that door. He ran around the corner and you hear it, pop. I mean, you heard the impact. He ran around, he was so excited to open the door for somebody. He ran into the corner of that end table and went, ah, boom, on the ground he went. Well, that no sooner happened, I was up out of my chair, came running around there, put my hand on him, said, "In the name of Jesus, you were healed before this ever happened. Jesus took your pain. There is no pain here. Jesus took that pain." So he's on the ground like this. I said, "Jesus took that pain. Praise God, you're healed." And I stepped back and he went, wow. He's feeling around, no pain. No pain. Got up. He goes, "Wow, that was really something." Hallelujah. It's liberty. Can we walk in that kind of liberty? I just believe that's the kind of liberty Adam walked in. And Jesus restored us back to everything that Adam lost for us. Everything Adam turned over to the devil, Jesus got it back for us. He got us back all this freedom. And I just believe, you know, if something happened to Adam, I mean, he was a physical human being. You know, if he's out there tending the garden or something like that, and he falls out of the apple tree or, you know, whatever, something happens to him, you know, and he falls down. I just believe he'd get back up. I don't believe he'd go limping back to the house. Eve! Now, I'm talking about before the fall, before sin, you know. We don't know how long they were doing business in the garden and things, you know, before they sinned. And I just believe before sin, I just, can you picture that? How about in heaven? Can you, if somebody slips on their mansion floor, it was just waxed by the angels? And could they slip? Sure they could slip, but do they get hurt? Jesus already took their hurt. Jesus already took our pain. His glory's there. His health, his life is there, and it's bigger than pain. And it's to swallow up all those things. His liberty is to swallow up all oppression. Do you believe that? That's what we have. We have this incredible liberty. But I'm telling you, a lot of saints, they aren't declaring it. They're not speaking their freedom. You got to speak to it. Speak if it's people, if it's whatever it might be, find it in the Word of God. Find where in the Word of God, God has liberated you in that area. And declare it. Declare it in the face of adverse circumstances. Declare your liberty. Shout it. Get excited about it. Praise God for it. Talk of it. Mumble to yourself about it. I just gave you an excuse. I just gave you permission to murmur. Murmur, man. Be a bunch of murmurers, but murmur God's word. Murmur the liberty that he's given you. Walk around murmuring. I'm so blessed, it's ridiculous. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Have an attitude about you. Gripe about the glory. Huh? Murmur about the good things of God. Murmur about your liberty. Be serious about it. Can you say amen? Ain't no plague coming near my dwelling. No plague's coming near my dwelling. He's given his angels charge all around me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. That's freedom, man. Freedom from all weapons. Freedom from all weapons. No, he said no weapon formed against you. I don't care what the weapon is. No matter what the weapon is, bless God. Huh? I win. I'm free. I got liberty from it, man. It can't prosper. Now, the enemy will fire weapons. That doesn't stop the weapons from being formed against us. He said weapons will be formed against you, but they will not. They won't prosper. They won't prosper. If we're doing our part. If we're not empowering the weapon with our own words. We need to be nullifying the weapons of the enemy with our words. Nullifying them. This is something we do all day long. This is what we do. We just praise him all day long. We just thank him all day long. You know, he's made us free in every area of life. There's a scripture for everything in life. So just declare it. Just declare it. Murmur. Complain. Complain to the devil. Let the devil know that you're free from him. Hallelujah. That's complaining to the devil. I got a complaint, devil. I want you to know you have no right in my house. You got no rights here. You got no rights here. You're under my feet. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. But you're under my feet. Your curse coming in, curse going out. Now get out. I mean, have fun with it. Why not? Why not? Somebody shout, it's Independence Day. I'm free. Jesus set me free. Hallelujah. So just like they shoot off fireworks, you need to be shooting off your mouth. Shoot off your mouth, praise God. Let the fireworks go. No duds. No duds. Nothing worse than a dud, you know? You ever see a dud? You go out there, you got this, you know, you spend this money, you get this explosive, you tell everybody this is going to be a good one, it's going to be good. Everybody's waiting, they're anticipating. You go out there, and you light the thing, you run away. Here we go, watch. It's dead. Now, spirits, that's what it looks like with the angels. They go over to the saints. They speak things in our ear about our redemption. They remind us of things. And they, he's going to go. He's going to go. He's going to go. He's going to go for Jesus. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait. He's going to go for Jesus. He's going to go for Jesus. Nothing. 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 Too many duds. Too many duds. Too many people got their fuse wet. We should be exploding. We should be exploding. Every time the devil tries to mess with us, it's just another excuse. Just another excuse to go off. They had these things going off last night. I was explaining, they had these things swirling. Ooh. Excited. So when you look at fireworks this weekend, see yourself. That's me right there. That was me last week. That was me really shining the other day. Loud enough to scare the demons away. Praise God. Take that, devil. Oh, hallelujah, where the Spirit of the Lord is. Hallelujah. Thank God now through Jesus, he can be everywhere we are. He can be in manifestation everywhere we are. All we got to do is open our mouth. All we got to do is open our mouth. Praise God. Declare what he's done for us and don't stop. Don't stop. Because the devil's always going to be looking to try to get us away from our liberty. And of course, the number one way he does that is getting us not to speak about it, not to talk about it. Notice over here in Galatians chapter 2. And some of you need to advance now. You've been a bottle rocket way too long. It's good. It's good. That's where we start. That's a great place to start. That gets a little old after a while. It's time to bring in the big guns. Right? Bring in the big guns. And then don't just have one go off every half hour. Don't you hate that? Oh, look, the neighbors are shooting fireworks. And everybody gathers, and you sit there for 10 minutes waiting for the next one. Right? You wait 10 minutes for the next one. Now you wait another 15 minutes. Right? We need to start going and going and going, right? Just like the grand finale. But it never ends. Every day is the grand finale. It just keeps going. It just keeps going. The declarations, the proclamations, huh? The shouting, the sharing, the singing, the whistling. All those things. The shaking, the spinning, the running. The dancing. Come on. Tapping your feet. Yay. Look what Jesus has done for me. Just keeps coming. Just keeps coming. And it's free. It doesn't cost us anything. I mean, Jesus paid for it all. Cost him everything. Cost you nothing. You just gotta declare it. Notice what it says here in Galatians chapter 2 in verse 4. But this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Now, there's a lot of that today. A lot of false brethren. Think about it. This is written back when the church was just getting going. And they already had false brethren in there. Folks that were coming in and spying out their liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, for the sole purpose of bringing us into bondage. Isn't that something? That was going on then? That's going on now. There are a lot of false brethren. There are whole churches full of it. False brethren, false churches. It's all over the place. I like what he says next. To whom, verse 5, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. We didn't give in for an hour. I'd like to say not a minute. Not a minute. We're not going to give in to anything that's contrary to Christ for a minute. But you see, there's a lot of folks, they want to bring us into a place where we open our hearts and expose ourselves to a lot of the world, the world's way of thinking, the world's philosophies, open ourselves up to a bunch of things and say, well, it's okay. God's grace makes everything okay. Everything's good. You can watch that. You can drink that. You can go there. You can be a part of that. That's okay. And all that is to bring God's liberated people back into bondage. Don't yield yourself to it for a moment. Don't give in to it. Recognize it. And that's where a lot of people are too. They're not declaring because they are yielding to all this stuff that false brethren have brought into the body of Christ and said, this is okay. This is okay. Christians can watch this. Christians can listen to this. Christians can do this. Christians can do that. And meanwhile, it's all contrary to Jesus. It's not going to bring liberty. It's bondage. It's bondage. You just look at the world. What's it doing for them? It's bondage. I'm going to enjoy my liberty. I'm not going back into bondage. But so many Christians have suckered for it. All because the false brethren, those that compromise the word of God, lukewarm, not real serious about it. See, that's going to affect you. I said, that's going to affect you. So you got to say, no, I'm not giving any attention to that. If it's oppressive, if it's of the world, I'm not giving my attention to that. I'm not yielding, submitting to that, coming under that. I mean, I got free from the world, man. I ain't going back under it. I'm not coming back under it. Hallelujah. Not going anywhere near it. Don't want it. Don't want, well, you can just have a little bit. Just have a little bit. My Bible says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. A lot of folks are eating a little here, a little there, and they're lumpy. You hear what I'm saying? They're inflated with it now. But it just starts with a little here, a little there. Just a little pinch of the world. It's amazing. You let it go. It just gets in there and it spreads through the whole thing. Next thing you know, you can't find your liberty anymore. No, but the Bible says in Galatians 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. See, that's something you got to do on purpose. You got to stand fast. Because there's false brethren, there's false demons, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Doctrines of demons, things trying to bring you back into bondage. But you've got to do it. The word says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again. Do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. And if you feel like you've gotten entangled again, start getting untangled right now. Start getting untangled right now. Start declaring the truth of God's word right now. Start proclaiming victory. Start proclaiming liberty. Start declaring your independence from all that stuff that's binding you. Say, nope, Jesus set me free from that. God, I repent for getting back in that. I repent for allowing myself to get entangled in that. I repent of that in Jesus' name. Begin to declare your liberty and watch how fast you come out of it. Don't play with these things. Don't play with these things. Speak up. Speak up. Verse 13. For you, brethren, have been called to, help me. Say it again. He's talking to you. You, brethren, have been called to liberty. This is the call of God on your life. First calling that you've been called to. Liberty. Wednesday night we saw that you were called to be a blessing that you might inherit a blessing. Called to be blessed. You're called to be blessed and you're called to liberty. You're called to be free. That's the call of God on your life. How many people are going to fulfill it? Fulfill the call on your life. Praise God. You're fulfilling the call on your life if you're walking in liberty. If you're walking in the freedom that Christ has given you. He says, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Our freedom is not an opportunity to just flesh out. Our liberty is not licentiousness or lawlessness, having no rules. Well, I'm not under the law anymore. I've been set free. And then the person has a completely undisciplined life, and that means they can go where they want to go, watch what they want to watch, drink what they want to drink, be a part of whatever they want to be a part of, even though it's of the kingdom of darkness, even though it's of the world. No, we're not looking for an excuse to be entangled again with the lusts of this world. No, we want to continue in the liberty of God. Hallelujah. Yes, we've been set free. Yeah, we're saved by grace and not of our works. But that's so we can walk in liberty, not so that we can go ahead and just indulge in the flesh and walk in bondage again. We want to walk in that liberty. Praise God. That's what we want, and that's what we're using the grace of God for. Let's go to James chapter 1. How many people know we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ someday as Christians? The world's going to stand before the judgment, the great white throne judgment, and they're going to be full of spots and going to be, from there, they're going to be cast into the lake of fire. But those that are Christians are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the things they did in their body, whether good or bad. So we're going to give an account to God of our life when we stand before him. He's going to judge us. He's going to judge us based on his word. He's going to judge us based on his word. What's his word? It's a word of liberty. And God's word isn't a suggestion. God's word is law. That's what God's word is. When God speaks to you, it's law. That's what it is. It's a law of liberty. Notice here in James chapter 1 and in verse 25. He says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty. He's talking about the scriptures. He who looks into the perfect law of liberty. God's scriptures, the word of God, is a law of liberty. And continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed, not cursed, but blessed in what he does. How many people interested in living a blessed life? Notice chapter 2, and in verse 12. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. In other words, when we stand before him, and even now, we're being judged based on how much freedom we're walking in. Stand before Jesus. How free were you when you walked on the earth? How free were you? Well, Lord, you know I died of that sickness. That's not good. You allowed a bondage to kill you. Now, thank God, there's a lot of Christians, and they're in heaven, who died of sickness and disease. They died from something that oppressed them. Thank God they're in heaven. They're not going to hell, right? But that's bondage. Jesus took that bondage. I said, Jesus took that bondage. So we can walk in freedom. They didn't cash in on that. They didn't walk in that, which means they didn't walk according to the perfect law of liberty in that area in their life. See, this isn't just something that would be nice for you. You know, it'd be nice for you to be free. God fully expects it of you. You'll be judged based on how much of the liberty you walked in that he provided for you. You'll be judged based on that. That gets me excited. Because if a sickness or a disease or something like that tries to show up in my life, I know right there what would happen. If I die of this thing, I know exactly what's going to happen when I stand before Jesus. He's not going to be happy about it. He's not going to be happy about that. If I allow this thing to beat me, that means I believed in that and I didn't believe his word. I didn't stand fast in his word. See, a lot of folks don't even want to hear that. They like that no-fault religion, you know. No, it's no fault of mine. It's no fault of mine. You know, if God wanted to heal me, he would have healed me. God already healed you through the stripes of Jesus. He took your infirmities. He bore your sicknesses. Huh? By his wounds, by his stripes, you were healed. He already bore that. But see, a lot of folks don't want to hear that. They don't want that responsibility. I don't want it. Well, you might as well know about it now because you're going to stand before him someday. You're going to give an account of your life and how much you believed his word. How much you walked in the liberty that he provided for you. My Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Set you free, set you at liberty. It's a gospel of liberty. It's liberty in every area of our life. And God demands us to walk free. He demands us to walk free of all oppression. He's not just for you being healed. He's not just for you being free. He demands it of you. He fully expects you to walk totally free in life. Some folks don't know if they like it or not. That gets me excited. That this is so God's will. It is a law and a commandment to me. And he fully expects me to walk in liberty today. Not be in bondage to people. Not be in bondage to the fear of man. Not be in bondage to finances. Not be in bondage to some kind of lying symptom in my body. Not be in bondage to some kind of tormented, lustful thing. Not be in bondage to anyone or anything. He fully expects us to walk free. Because he fully expects us to walk with his Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Woo, that's the kind of God we serve, man. He is a judge. And he expects you to obey his law. What do you want me to do? Be free. Okay. That's a mean God, isn't it? He's a meanie. He wants you totally free in every area of your life. Which means you can't go through life accepting bondage in your life anymore. You can't accept it. You can't accept anything less than total liberty in your life. You can't accept it. Not going to put up with it. How are you not going to put up with it? I'm going to declare the truth. I'm going to release my faith, and I'm going to stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has set me free, and I will not be entangled with anything that is bondage. I won't have it. A lot of people say, oh, God, why isn't God helping me get free? Are you kidding me? He fully expects and demands freedom for your life. It's never on his end. It's on our end. And I know I'll just never get it. Well, that's not faith. And that's a bad attitude. And that's just a lazy attitude. You can't be lazy. No more laziness. No more spiritual laziness. Amazing how diligent people will work for other things. But let's be diligent when it comes to the Word of God. Let's work the Word. And say, no, bless God, I'm free. And I cannot be entangled. It's against the law. I have the right to be free, and I am free, and it is against the law for me to be in bondage. If the devil tries to offer you any kind of bondage, any kind of symptom, say, oh, I'm sorry, that's against the law. A sore throat is against the law for me. Lack is against the law. It's against the law. I'm a part of the kingdom of God. He's got laws. He's got laws. It's against the law for me to be oppressed. Which means it's against the law for me to be depressed. Because depression is spiritual oppression. I'm just so depressed. It's against the law. You better get that straight. You're a lawbreaker. See, you thought you were getting attention from God by being depressed. But you're actually breaking his law. So I'm not going to break God's law. I'm going to be free. I'm going to walk in liberty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, happy independence life to me. You going to live it? Yeah. How's your fuse doing? Got a little faith powder in you? It's like gunpowder. It's a little faith powder. I've been packing it this morning. Angels have been helping me. Packing the powder, man. Going to get this thing to go. There he goes again. There she goes again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you ready? Are you sure? All right, here we go.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.